Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Hello. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Thursday. It's hour one, Hourly with Bowerly. And if you go to the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, you'll see some interesting pictures. We've got a classic car of the day, which is actually a 1927 Model T Ford dump truck, I am told. We also have a wildlife picture of the day, which is a dragonfly somebody saved from a pool. But I seem to be lacking a Western New York garden of the day picture, and birds of the day have been rather slow in coming in because, you know, we got a lot of herons, we got a lot of turkeys. But maybe we have exhausted the birdage of Western New York. I'm not 100% sure. Somebody did send me a picture of a bluebird, but they sent it in some kind of a weird format that I can't seem to get to work on Facebook. So, yeah. Or you can look at the Bowerly and WBEN Facebook page, and if you've got a bird that we haven't posted yet, feel free to send it to me, along with Garden of the Day, Classic Car of the Day, all that kind of stuff, to tom@wben.com. tom@wben.com. And I'll go through the pictures and see if which ones I can put online and which ones might be duplicates of something we already have or whatever. Got a lot of classic cars in the classic car picture file. I thought the gardens of Western New York would be a bigger hit than it has proven to be. But it is the classic car. That's a big thing right now as far as the number of pictures that I'm getting in email that I can put up. Now, I don't know how many, if are you a Bruce Springsteen fan? Anybody out there, Bruce Springsteen fan? I mean, supposedly, I've never seen Springsteen in concert. Supposedly, in a way, it's like Garth Brooks. A Springsteen concert is an experience. It's almost like a religious experience, or at least it was a religious experience when I was growing up. Maybe when you were growing up, people would come back from the awe seeing Bruce Springsteen, and they were in awe of Bruce Springsteen. Like I said, it was like a holy revival of rock and roll. Not sure if at this point in his performing life, Bruce Springsteen is able to put that much energy into each and every show he does. Just putting it out there. But I'm wondering, because when you go online, there's all kinds of complaints and bitches about this dynamic ticket pricing. So I learned something today that I had misinterpreted the other day. And that is some of you, and this would frost me big time. Some of you went online and you thought you had tickets for $150. And by the time you were completing your transaction, you were told, oh, these tickets that you thought you had for $150, they're now $500. You still want them? So it's kind of a screwy way, I think, to sell tickets. It really doesn't harmonize with Bruce Springsteen's carefully cultivated image as an icon of the working class. It kind of screams, money grab, money grab. But then again, this is America, and we're all into money grabs, and nobody's twisting your arm to see Bruce Springsteen in concert. I'm curious what kind of experiences you had trying to buy Springsteen tickets and whether or not you got screwed or you're happy with the dynamic pricing experience. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And is there a limit to how much you will pay for a concert ticket? Is there a limit? Like, you will go no further than. And what amazes me, a couple of things. I guess we're officially in a recession right now, number one. Number two, nobody seems to be working. Nobody seems to be working. I still don't understand, and I probably will never understand, how anybody has any money, because nobody seems to be working and places seem to be shutting down more and more because of staffing shortages. In fact, I don't know. I mentioned this the other day. I don't know at the Erie County Fair. I'm not sure if any of the vendors at the Erie County Fair have had an issue finding people to work. I don't know if any of the food joints that set up at the fair, if they've had an issue getting set up for people to work. I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me, because everybody else is. And then those vendors that also have restaurants they've got to staff, there's got to be a special place in hell for the people in charge of the logistics of a restaurant that has a location, but they're also setting up at the Erie County Fair. I don't know how they're doing it, because, did I mention, seemingly nobody wants to work. And yet everybody seems to have money for lotto tickets. Everybody always has money for beer, tattoos, and cigarettes. But nobody is working. It is the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. So I don't know where you guys are getting the money for these Springsteen tickets, but you're getting them from somewhere. And there might be, you know, we talked the other day about all-time greatest concerts that you have ever seen. And we did that, I think, the Friday before Garth Brooks came to town, and I got a very interesting array of answers. And I'm also kind of wondering if there are concerts that you wish you had seen, concerts that you didn't really think about until much later on when you became a fan of the band or more of the stuff that they did. For example, The Who. The Who played Buffalo right after they had a disaster in Cincinnati. They were doing a sound check, and people thought that the concert had begun. There was a crush of people, and people actually died as a result of being trampled to death at a Who show. And right after that, The Who came to Buffalo. And I wish that I had been there to see The Who in all of their founding glory. Keith Moon was still alive then, right? I would love to have seen Keith Moon and Entwistle and Daltrey and Townsend and The Who playing live. I regret not having done that. Then there are shows that I regret having gone to. And the biggest show that I regret having gone to, the last time Bob Dylan was at Shea's. He hid behind the piano. And he didn't do many at all, if any, of his many hits, and certainly none in a recognizable form that you could actually identify as, oh, that's the original song. Okay, that's kind of neat. But it was, honest to God, I've said this before. I talked about it recently. Bob Dylan's concert was so bad that I am telling you, it's a true fact. It's not an exaggeration. If Dylan were playing a gig in my basement, I would not leave my couch and Netflix to see Bob Dylan playing in my basement. I wouldn't do it. It was horrible. It was an abomination. I left there shaking my head. What did I just put myself through? I put myself through listening to somebody allegedly singing, which you kind of expect with Bob Dylan, but hiding, hiding behind a piano and then coming out to do a couple of crooner numbers that he's got no business doing whatsoever. No acknowledgement of his band, no acknowledgement of where he was. It was, I know that Bob Dylan's a weird guy. Geniuses tend to be weird. He is super weird. He's super bizarre. But honest to goodness, I knew at that moment that I had seen my last Bob Dylan concert, because I will never go to see Bob Dylan again. And I was a guy, just for the record, I was a guy who stuck with Dylan during his born-again Christian era. I actually thought Slow Train Coming was a really good album, and the performance he put on of that album at Kleinhans, even though I didn't really know the material then, was really a good show. He was personable. He was engaging. He didn't hide behind a piano. Most of the time, he sat there in front of the stage playing his black Stratocaster, as I recall. And then he did a tour in the late 70s where it was really good. But the problem is, and here we get back to the dynamic ticket pricing issue, the problem was, and if you ever remember being a teenager in Western New York, I never could get good seats. I could be the first one in line at the ticket window the day tickets went on sale, and I would still end up with lousy seats. For example, the Dylan show in the late 70s at the Odd, first concert I really went to. And even though we were there early, it was my cousin and myself, I think, at Hayes Hall at UB, we ended up sitting as far away from Bob Dylan as you possibly could be sitting away from Bob Dylan. Nonetheless, at least it was a good show. Was it great? I don't remember, but it was good. So if you have been victimized or maybe rewarded by the dynamic pricing system, I'd like to know your experiences with getting Bruce Springsteen tickets, and what was your limit for seeing Bruce Springsteen? What was your limit? And I'll say this much about the secondary market, the places that sell the premium seats that people get, or should I say that bots end up getting. My motto on concerts is you figure out the people that you really want to see the most. The people you want to see the most. And to me, and maybe I'm a little nuts on this, it is far better to spend more money on fewer shows than it is to spend the same amount of money on more shows if you are getting good seats. Now, I'd much rather be, well, look, front row has advantages and it has disadvantages. The view can't be beat. However, the sound quality is not quite what it would be if you're seated more to the middle of the floor. So you sacrifice sound quality for a better view of the band. But I don't understand the dynamic pricing system. And I wonder how many of you, I think I understand it, but how many of you wanted to get Springsteen tickets and you thought you scored $80 tickets, but by the time you had to accept the offer, it was a $200 ticket? That would frost me like you wouldn't believe. It's almost like bait and switch. I'm kind of surprised that the consumer regulatory people haven't stepped in on something like that. Because to me, anyway, if you say, okay, I'm going to buy these seats for $80 each, and then suddenly you find out the $80 just turned into $150 each, that's almost like a bait and switch situation. That's not cool. And I don't think it's really good for Bruce Springsteen's image, frankly. But then again, at this point in his career, does Bruce Springsteen really care about his image? But if you got caught up in this whole dynamic pricing thing, I'm rather curious about that. And frankly, Bruce Springsteen is somebody I can live without seeing live. I know, as I said earlier, his shows, religious experiences, rock and roll revival tent. I mean, he was the Amy McPherson of the rock world. You can look that one up on YouTube. The phone number is 803-0930. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Anybody listening to my voice right now have something you want to say about the dynamic pricing system and how it worked for you? I mean, there's one writer, and I forget exactly what he thought he was paying for a ticket, just for the sake of argument. I think he wrote $150 each. But by the time he went to actually take the tickets, they wanted $500 for the tickets. There's something fundamentally, I think, immoral about that. Hey, I'm all about supply and demand, but I'm also about honoring your word. And if you are, if you believe you're getting a $150 ticket and then suddenly they want $500, that's not exactly honoring your word, is it? I think that's, honestly, I think this dynamic pricing thing, from what I've heard about it, it seems kind of sleazy to me. And I don't think I want to ever take part in a dynamic pricing situation. Of course, if it's somebody you want to see bad enough, you'll spend as much money as possible to see that individual. Paul McCartney, when he came to Buffalo in 2015. Now, that show set me back because that was, I'm taking my mom and I'm taking my children and we're seeing Paul McCartney. And we had pretty good, well, we had really good seats for it. And no regrets, because I don't think Paul McCartney is ever going to come back to Buffalo. Watch, he'll announce tomorrow he's doing a Buffalo show. I honestly don't think he's ever going to come back to Buffalo, even though he did say during his Buffalo concert, hey, we'll see you next time, or we'll be back, or words to that effect. But story by WBEN Susan Rose, it will be a sold-out crowd at Key Bank Center March 23rd. Of next year. See, it's not even August yet, and we're talking about March 23rd of next year. Does that sound weird? For Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, tickets went on sale Wednesday. And despite the fact that some people were outraged that Ticketmaster implemented dynamic pricing, the show actually sold out in about 10 hours for Bruce Springsteen. The dynamic pricing system is a way for companies to sell tickets to shows that adjusts the price of tickets in real time depending on the levels of demand. Now, Rob Lucas works over at our sister FM station, 102.5. He says you can divide it into thirds. 30% of the people got their tickets and are happy. Another third say they're paying more, but they're going. And there's another third who say, after seeing Bruce 30 times, they're not going to pay $900 to $2,000 to see him. Good Lord. The upcoming Springsteen show in Buffalo is Buffalo's first experience with dynamic pricing. Lucas said pricing dynamically did work in one respect. More people had a chance to get tickets. This would have sold out within 30 minutes. However, with dynamic pricing, so many people got in there, and it was a process of jumping through hoops. By the time you got to checkout, your $300 ticket may have increased by $500 in price, and you had 10 minutes to decide if you were going to get them. Now, if you were shut out or decided you didn't want to buy tickets because of the price, Lucas says there's going to be another chance. He says, watch the Ticketmaster page and resale sites over the next several months. When the end of February comes around, start checking those sites on a daily basis. Extra seats are always released in the days before a show. You could get a seat right next to the stage for the same price someone paid 15 sections away. So there's a little primer by Susan Rose at WBEN.com about dynamic pricing. And I got to tell you, do you feel victimized by dynamic pricing? I have to believe that enough of you in the audience are Springsteen fans to make this a viable topic. Judging from what I've seen on social media, there were a lot of people here in Buffalo who were not particularly pleased with dynamic pricing. So your experience with dynamic pricing, you can call now if you want to, or you can hold off until 2:35 just to save you the time on hold, because I hate keeping people on hold any longer than I need to. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. See, thank God the bands that I would want to see up close, thank God they don't have the clout to put in dynamic pricing. Steely Dan, I can't imagine Steely Dan doing dynamic pricing. Hall & Oates, I can't imagine them doing dynamic pricing. Now, if ABBA ever reunited, I could see them doing dynamic pricing. That would be a huge show. If Fleetwood Mac ever reconvened with Lindsey Buckingham, that would be, I think, a dynamic pricing show. But that is highly unlikely to happen given Lindsey Buckingham's falling out with the other members of Fleetwood Mac.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so now you can call and not be on hold for a ridiculous amount of time. Your experiences with dynamic ticket pricing for the Bruce Springsteen show, did you make out okay or did you get screwed? Maybe you thought you'd gotten okay, but then you decided, you know what, they want hundreds more than what I thought I was gonna get these tickets? No way, not going to happen. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are you happy with it? Now, the Garth Brooks show is a little bit different because the prices were the same, but my understanding is that for the Garth Brooks show, you had to get in the queue when they started selling the tickets, and then now you could be number 4,000 in the queue. And then by the time you selected your seats, you might have been told, ah, those seats no longer are available. Try again. But at least you knew that the price wasn't going to go up. But the dynamic pricing, again, it would see, this is why I want to talk to those of you who've actually dealt with this system, because I need to know more about it. Now, if we don't have any Bruce Springsteen fans out there, I'll be happy to move along, believe me. But dynamic ticket pricing, I was hoping to hear your stories about how it worked out for you, because Bruce Springsteen, he's got a pretty wide age range as far as fans concerned. He is obviously a rock and roll legend. Maybe not quite up there with Elvis, but maybe he is to some of you. But if you had experiences with the dynamic ticket pricing system, I would like to know. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, if the Bills ever made the Super Bowl again, now obviously the Super Bowl is mostly corporate sponsorships and the private jet folks. They're the ones who end up at the Super Bowl. But if they ever did dynamic pricing for the big game in the National Football League, can you imagine how they would gouge people? Your $20,000 seats are now $50,000 seats. Oh, don't think they wouldn't do it. They do it in a heartbeat, don't you think? But if I want to hear your experiences about the dynamic pricing system. Were you one of these people who thought you had good seats, reasonably priced, and then you found out they increased the price on you? That would be like finding bed sheets and walking, you know, thinking you're going to get them for $69. You walk up to the register. Well, you know, those $69 bed sheets are now $200. You still want them? And how many of us would say, oh, I'll take them? No. You can do better online or someplace else. All right. Your experiences with the dynamic pricing for Bruce Springsteen. I want to hear your stories because I keep seeing people bitching. I thought I'd give people an opportunity to bitch on the radio or to say nice things. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This is Sam in Kenmore. Sam, you are on. Hello.
Yes, I'm a big Bruce fan. And I've seen him several times, in, you know, up front, right in the front row, actually. I tried to get the standing room only in the front, and I kept on getting booted out. I kept on getting booted out. Finally, I couldn't get any more, and then by that time, all the tickets went up to like 3-4 times what they were originally.
When you say booted out, what message showed up on the screen? Or did it just cancel out on you?
It said, I had that, like, circle, you know, where it spins around.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, the flying pizza of death or whatever they call it.
Yep.
And then it said you got somebody ahead, there's people ahead of you, like.
So when you were, so did you ever get to the point in the dynamic pricing process, did you ever get to the point where you had a price that you were going to pay?
No, because I couldn't even get the ones I wanted that were standing room only on the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So.
And, I've seen him a bunch of times, and I've been, like I said, in the front row and everything, and he's awesome. But I think this is dynamic gouging, if you ask me.
Dynamic gouging. Well, again, I think there's something fundamentally unprincipled and immoral about somebody thinking that they've got tickets for $100 and then they go to buy them and they're suddenly $400 seats. Wait, right, that is not, we wouldn't tolerate that. Could you imagine going to a car dealership? But this is like something out of Fargo. Going to a car dealership and thinking, all right, you know, I'm getting myself this awesome brand new Cadillac with all the bells and whistles, put the down payment, or actually, it's a zero down pay in this example. You go to the dealership and they say, yeah, you know what, that Cadillac that you wanted, that's no longer available at that price. We've doubled it in price. We wouldn't tolerate that.
Right. There should be a law against this. It's ridiculous. I mean, and like you said, Bruce is supposed to be the working man type of image. And like I said, I've heard he's a nice guy and everything, but how come Garth Brooks had control over what he charged for tickets?
Well, images are carefully cultivated, usually contrived things. I'm pretty sure that Bruce Springsteen does not exactly live like the average working person does out there.
Oh, yeah, he lives in a mansion.
Well, exactly. It's like I will never forget when the protests were going on against the Wall Street crowd. Crosby, It's Crosby, Stills. Stephen Stills and Graham Nash, or one variation or the other, showed up to serenade the people protesting against those of great wealth. And when you look at their houses, like, wait a minute, let me just get this straight. You are singing against people who make a lot of money, and yet you guys are multi-gazillionaires living in these giant mansions. Where do you find the balls to be such hypocrites?
Yeah, well, there's an old saying, you don't want to meet your heroes or whatever, something like that.
I do like meeting my heroes.
Yeah.
I do. Thank
you're
you.
You're my hero, Tom.
Oh, well, I'm no pleasure. Thank you very much. All right, so that's an interesting point. Is it dynamic pricing or is it dynamic gouging? We wouldn't stand for this in any other area of life. Imagine go to the grocery store and you think you've scored, chicken wings. A package of chicken wings for 10, 15 bucks. You get up to the register. Well, you know, we've had a tremendous demand on these because it's Independence Day weekend. So we know that you thought you were going to get the wings for 10 bucks, but we're now going to charge 25. Dynamic pricing. You would, if a car dealership did this, the car dealership would be investigated by the state attorney general as sooner than you could say, Jackrabbit Slims, okay? It would be. Any other business did that, they would be so screwed. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So am I to believe that we only had one Bruce Springsteen fan in the audience? If so, I'll be happy to move along. This is my last call on this subject. Dynamic ticket pricing or dynamic ticket gouging. How did you fare when you tried to get seats to see Bruce Springsteen, a.k.a. the boss? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Springsteen, the first dynamically priced concert to come to Buffalo. And I've seen a lot of complaints about it. There's one guy in media who did not have a good experience with dynamic pricing. There are a ton of people in social media who did not have a good experience. And just from their descriptions, is that something you ever would want to take part in? Thinking that you got... By the way, do me a favor, please. Lucas Buckley, doing a great job in master control. You got to help me out here. Don't call Lucas. Here are things that Lucas never, ever wants to hear. I don't want to go on the air, but if you don't want to go on the air, please don't call. If you don't, because you don't help the show. You hurt the show. If you don't want to go on the air, please do not call. It's called a call-in number. The idea being that you call in and we put you on the radio and we chat. Do not call ever. Not today, not ever. Just to tell Lucas, I don't want to go on the air, but no. Here is Scott in Wilson on WBEN. Scott, you're on. Hello.
How are we doing today, Bowerly?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It sure is. I'm a huge music fan like yourself. Me and my aunt have gone to see Bruce every time he comes to town. We love to go see him. I've seen many shows like you probably have. And, the tickets are very expensive. We're looking into buying tickets. And my aunt, she's like a Buffalo businesswoman, kind of like a Buffalo socialite, knows everybody. By happenstance, she runs into an old friend. He asked her if she had bought tickets yet. And he said, don't do it. There's two seats to the box. Get your nephew. So I was like, all right, we'll be in the box. So we got to skip everything.
All right, so you got free tickets. You end up in the box. But it proves the old adage in life. It isn't what you know. It is whom you know.
Absolutely. Did you go to the gun show or no?
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
I'm not. I knew two songs he did, and I still had a great time.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, Garth Brooks is an amazing and engaged performer. He was terrific. Trisha Yearwood at the end, she was terrific. It was a phenomenal show. I've never seen a national act like Garth Brooks just take requests.
No, that was my favorite part. That was just like you watch him play the guitar when it was just him. He's just such an entertainer. You know, I've seen Crosby, Stills, Nash, Neil Young to Dylan to Steely Dan, Stone Temple Pilots, you know, I've seen a bunch of shows, and that might be the number one.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Dynamic pricing, your experience with dynamic pricing, would you ever go through it again? Did you buy the tickets, or did you say, screw you, Bruce, you're not worth this much money? Here is Amy in North Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Thank you. What's up?
Good afternoon, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband and I did the verified through Ticketmaster, where we had to send a request to Ticketmaster, pick three of the venue locations in order, and then a few days later, they sent us what was called an early access code. So we got the email, we got online to do that right at 10 a.m., both of us side by side. And I was able to get through pretty quickly. My husband was right next to me. His access code wouldn't work. He couldn't get through. I happened to grab the first tickets I got, which unfortunately are behind the stage. However, they were $89 a piece. I got the two of them. Like I said, unfortunately, they're behind the stage. But when my husband finally got in, the same seat in the next section over were over $150 a piece. And I know that isn't the biggest jump that people have experienced, but I'm not a fan. I don't like it.
I think it's a question of basic morality. You have tickets, especially if you enter your access code. You are in line when you're supposed to be in line, and you believe you're getting $89 seats, like maybe the people who came after you did, and it turns out that they're over $100. That seems to me to be a total ripoff. I gotta go, Amy. There's some noise in the background. I don't know what it is, but thank you very much. By the way, I know it's a beautiful day, but I hate to keep on making requests of you, but if you call in, if you could make sure that your car window is rolled up, if that's what it was. I never know. I'm not good at identifying sounds. This is the first dynamic pricing show that has played Buffalo. This is Ross in Tonawanda. Ross, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day.
I've been following them in their dynamic pricing for several years now. And if you just sit there and watch their map, you'll see the tickets go up and down in price. They take the tickets off the screen. They put them back on again. And then when you click on them, it comes through. And then all of a sudden, the price has gone up $200. And this isn't the first time it's happened in Buffalo. They've been doing it for several shows. Ever since the KeyBank Center went from tickets.com to Ticketmaster, it's gone to dynamic pricing.
Well, my understanding is this is the first time dynamic pricing has ever been done in Buffalo.
Can you
identify another show where this has actually been done?
Oh, they were doing it for Phil Collins and company back when they were selling his tickets. They started off at high rates, and then they moved them around.
But were people online, were people thinking that they were getting tickets for one price, and then they went to get those tickets, and they were another price?
Oh, yeah. It's been happening. I mean, they're doing this out at Highmark Stadium right now for these shows that are coming up there. They've changed their prices. A lot of the prices have dropped by half because nobody's buying them.
Huh. All right. Well, that's a new bit of information. But the process itself, I think it is absolutely terrible for the music and concert consumer out there. And it's just it's not right.
Well, it isn't right, but it's supply and demand. If you're willing to be programmed to believe that you have to take them, you will take them. If you sit back and wait, you'll do fine.
Well, yeah, but the people are impatient. They want to get their seats. They want to get their seats. They want to know they're going to the show. A lot of people aren't going to wait until the last minute, which is what some people advise that you do.
Well, you're absolutely right. But see, they started 3 weeks ago with this, where they started programming you. Bruce Springsteen's coming to Buffalo, and then you can go on and you can get your password to get in for the pre-sale. And then when the pre-sales start, you're 200th in line, you're 300th in line.
Now
and
you say,
as you get in there, you see tickets, you grab them right away because you want to see the show so bad. They've got you pre-programmed, and so you take them. If nobody took them, then it wouldn't happen.
You say you've been watching this on Ticketmaster. Have you ever taken part in it, or have you just been a spectator?
No, I don't. I refuse to pay their service charges, and I refuse to follow along with what they're doing. Their service charges are ridiculous, too. Some of these shows, they're charging $100, $200. they're charging 25 to 30% more than for a ticket. If you're buying a, for instance, Alice Cooper is coming to Shays, a $50 ticket, they were charging $25 for a service charge.
Oh my goodness!
Really? Really? That's ridiculous. And these ones here, they're doing the same thing. Son-in-law, he just bought some tickets for Springsteen there. He managed to get into their pre-sale. And it was $50 service charge for a ticket.
Damn.
They're getting you coming and going.
But here's, Ross, what I don't understand is nobody is working, nobody has any money, but somehow they're able to find the money for this. I'm trying to get the calculus on this. I don't get it.
Well, it's true. That's what they say. But this, and then on the side of the artist, you can understand because they don't make any money from the music sales anymore. They have to make their money touring. They have to make their money on merchandise. They have to work now. They have to work a lot harder because the only dollar will only go so far, and they can demand someone like Springsteen. He can demand what he wants. Someone like Phil Collins demands what he wants. But there's a lot of middle of the road bands that are just as good that can play just fabulous shows, and you can pay one tenth of the price to go see them. So yeah, you know, have your choice.
I actually do blame the artist, and I blame the states for not enacting laws against this policy. Because if the artist wants to go out on tour, the artist should have set ticket prices for different parts of a venue and leave it at that. People should not go online and think their $200 seats are fine, then find out they're actually $600 seats. That's not right. We would not accept that in any other area. Imagine booking a flight on an airline and showing up. Okay, you owe us an extra $500. What? We got these seats for $200 round trip. I know, but supply and demand, another $500, please. We would not accept this in any other area. Why do we accept it with this?
Well, if you remember the gentleman you had on yesterday about his daughter or whoever, the 15-year-old, who was flying in Fresno, California.
No, she was 16.
He ended up having 16.
Yeah, he mentioned that once or twice.
And then he had to end up paying more to get the flight to get her out of there than he did what she actually paid because they kept changing the flight.
Right. And it's immoral there, too. But if it was standard operating procedure in consumer America to dangle one price only to then say, nah, we're going to actually charge you more than that, it wouldn't be acceptable.
They do it for the NHL, the hockey at the arena. They've been doing that for 2 years now.
Wait, dynamic pricing?
Oh, yeah, it changes. And they tell you right away that prices change according to what people want.
Yeah, but every time I saw it, but how you're talking about the Sabres? How are they able to do that when the arena is not exactly filling them up?
Because people aren't going now. But if they become a winning team and they get into the playoffs, you watch how dynamic pricing works.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Again, that's new information that this is the first time dynamic pricing has been in Buffalo. Don't know if that's true or if it's not true. As I said, the bands that I'm into, they could not get away with dynamic pricing. People would laugh if they went to dynamic pricing. All right, we will take some more calls. Got some other things to get into as well. But this dynamic pricing, again, we... airline, a little bit of a different situation because there was a different flight involved. I think there might have been a different airline involved, but I guess the closer analogy would be showing up with your boarding pass. They check you in and say, yes, we'll be needing an extra $500 per person now. What? Yeah, well, you know, the demand on this price on this flight spiked and you want to get on your cruise, so you whip out the extra money. Just there's something totally uncool about this. I understand. You got to make money touring. I get that. So price the seats accordingly and be done with it.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.